This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you along with us as we present three independent and compelling hours of talk and information from the experts, because we believe that we need to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And opening us up today is Tom Says. Tom is back with us. He's the Armored One founder. He created Armored One shortly after Sandy Hook with his own children in schools nearby. When the mass shooting happened, the SWAT team operator and detective felt helpless to protect his loved ones against an emergency situation. So Tom went into action and created Armored One. Tom, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, Tom, this is the week is rather heavy because we have been dealing with the funerals in South Florida, the students and in Parkland, and the heartbreak just continues here. And last time we talked, you said you were heading to South Florida. You were there to give us a ground-level investigation. What have you found, Tom?
I'm actually sitting right down the street from the school right now. There's a Starbucks right where the subway was located, where he went, and right before he was caught, the suspect was. Excuse me. We've been working down here on the ground for days now, and I will tell you how incredibly life-impacting it is every time we go to one of these scenes. But talking with these students, talking with these teachers, these family members, you know, I don't want America to forget that it's life-changing when you're here with them and seeing the pain that they're going through, but also seeing the strength and determination of these 14 through 18-year-olds that are saying that they want to make a difference. And they're not just vocally, you know, people are just seeing them on TV screaming, no more guns, things like that. There is way more to this story than that. These students want to see change, and they want to see things happen. So we began our investigation. We began looking into you know, what the media is actually reporting, what the police are saying in press releases, and what's happening. And what we're finding out is there's some discrepancies from what the national news is pushing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's clarify that. Where are the discrepancies, Tom?
So a lot of people are under the belief that the suspect got into the building and pulled a fire alarm and people started running out and were getting shot. Mm-hmm. The shots were actually fired, and this is important because people trying to change protocols, and it's not a good idea. The shots were actually fired, and either were not set yet, but either the gun, you know, being black powder, set off the fire alarm, or at some point it got set off. But the gunshots were going off for a matter of time. The shooting occurred for around 3 minutes, and multiple people were shot. It appears that four or five were shot before the fire alarm went off. When the fire alarm went off down here, they use codes, and a code red is an active shooter, which we're against codes as a company. Even meeting with my guys with federal government, Homeland Security, FBI, that for an active shooter should be plain talk when, you know, crap hits the fan for a police officer. So myself doing it nearly 20 years, and our experience just in our core group is over 200 years of police work with my guys, my men and women, that you don't call a 10 code, like a 1079 or a 1012 calling for help. You are immediately saying, officer down, shots fired, send me as many as you got.
Exactly.
Officer in need of assistance. You plain talk. So how do we expect students, how do we expect staff and faculty in the worst time of their life, so praying that this is the worst thing that they've ever seen, because I don't want it to get any worse for the ones that were there. But their worst time of their life, they're going to remember what a code brown, a code yellow, a code red, or a code blue is foolish, and it should have been plain talk. But from everything in our investigation, a principal, I believe, said evacuate, while the fire alarm was going off.
Tom, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Tom Sizz is with us, giving us a bird's eye view of what happened in Florida.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Armored One founder Tom Sizz continues. Tom is giving us an investigative update on what he is finding there in South Florida, in Parkland. And, you know, very simple thing, just right off the bat, Tom, as you say, we have to be careful. And I say the collective we have to be careful, because there's going to be other schools that are going to draw from what happened, and a lot of it anecdotally, you know, what's being reported by the media. And so that needs to be sanctioned in such a way, and very carefully discerned how they interpret the information, especially coming down from the press, because, as you say, already you're finding discrepancies between what the press is reporting and what actually happened. So getting back to the simple aspect of you know, just simple talk, you know, up front, letting people know what's going on. What does Code Red mean? But an active shooter, people know what active shooter means. There's no discussion. It's pretty plain, isn't it?
It is pretty plain, and even just calling out there's a man with a gun, we have not found the source, and we're going to work to continue to find it, but there was reports that he was even seen, the suspect was even seen before the shooting began, assembling the gun, and we are looking for the two students who supposedly had seen that, mm-hmm. And they had ran and were telling an adult that there was a guy with a gun there, and security was beginning to look into it instead of immediately going into a lockdown. But that has not been confirmed until we get to those two students, mm-hmm. And then also until we get to the right staff members to confirm that was actually done.
Now, you were saying of the announcements, when the first announcement started coming, you started to explain something about something the principal had said. Pick it up from there, if you would.
So, over the announcements, he began to say, evacuate. And, you know, some people would say this is a terrible idea or it is a good idea. But people need to understand that you are, when you're in an active shooter situation, not everybody is in the same amount of danger. Mm-hmm. Yes. Each person does not hold that same amount of danger. So when you look at it, if the children had a chance to evacuate and get out of the building, or the adults, that is their time to go. But what had occurred was the shooter went into the bathroom, put together his gun, made his way out, shot four people in the hallway, and began shooting through the classroom windows, and kind of used it as a perch. After the window was broke, he'd put the gun into the room and swivel back and forth and shoot who we could reach.
Oh, just spraying in the classroom. Oh, my gosh.
Correct. And if he could see students, he would shoot them, or teachers, he would shoot them. And went floor to floor, made it all the way up to the third floor, and continued to shoot, doing the same thing, shooting through the windows, reaching into the room, sticking the gun into the room, and turning back and forth.
Wow.
So some of the good stuff is the rooms that were actually barricading and put desks and everything that they could in front of the door and the window, the classroom door window. So you understand, classroom doors, all of them across the nation have a window. a peep window in there, because those were set up so that teachers wouldn't be alone. There was accountability issues back when they started this problem, that claims of kids being touched, things like that. So the thought for school districts across the nation was, let's put a window in the door that will hold a teacher accountable. This is something that we think should be gone. That window should be actually not be in there. Accountability, you could have accountability buddies. You could have always have more than one student, always have more than one teacher.
You could have cameras. You could have cameras inside the room, you know, if you needed to.
Well,
right?
the cameras, it's a hard fight. It is good that you bring that up, because when we come to talking to teachers, they don't like feeling that they're watched. The teachers' unions are huge in fighting against having these cameras in the room. Mm-hmm. They want their teachers to be able to work and teach freely. And this has been an issue that we've run into with security assessments, where we try talking to them. Even in large group rooms, they don't like them. So that's been a fight, but it is a great option to the rooms that, you know, if there was a camera running in the rooms, even without audio, that there's some accountability there. But our unions have been against it, and that's a battle I don't see us winning when the masses of the teachers are against it.
Well, Tom, I know you hesitate to talk about Armored One and why you created it and what you produce. And when I looked on your website, I saw that, you know, at the very foundation of your concept, it was windows that could have, you know, kept this from happening, that are bulletproof to a degree. And so, and I thought it was interesting that was your focus. Explain to us why the windows are so important. I mean, you're starting to tell us here that what he did in, you know, breaking the window and then spraying the room through the opening that he created. And I know you're not trying to make this into an infomercial, but there is an answer here that Armored One has done that could go a long way in protecting our children.
You're absolutely right, Bill. Time and time again, when I'm on the news, I'm on the radio, it's never a sales pitch. My goal as CEO and my goal of my men and women is to save lives, right, and not to sell a product. With you opening the door, I will talk about it. When we got started with the company, Armored One was founded with product and training, but the product in mind was to stop an attacker from getting through glass to students. And because of the Sandy Hook attack, where he shot one round through the side plate glass window, he got into the school and he was able to kill 20 students. Mm-hmm. And to us, that was unacceptable. My thing was, as I was working as a police officer at night, my brother-in-law was a West Point grad. He was actually valedictorian at West Point. He would call to talk to my sister middle of the night from Iraq. And if she wasn't awake, he would call me, knowing I worked midnights as a police officer. And we were talking one night, and I could hear bombs going off at his base, asking if he's all right. And he said, yeah. He goes, actually, I'm in this room. They just put a plastic up on the glass here, so the glass no longer breaks in and hits us. So we talked about it, and all it was basically a plastic film that went on the windows. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I had talked to him, and I said, this is a great idea for keeping someone out of a building if they were breaking into a building. You know, that right. cop mentality at the time, going back to, you know, 2003 or 4 when this was. When Sandy Hook happened in 2012 on December 14th, and that attacker made his way into the building with one round and could walk in and kill 20 children and 6 adults. In my mind, as a dad and as a police officer that was training other cops, as a SWAT team member, training other police officers how to respond to an active shooter, it was totally unacceptable. This could have been prevented. And I began looking into different ways to create a film that would not only stop an explosion and keep the glass together or impacts from being hit, but also bullets, and teamed up with some great people and created a product that, you know, we shoot it 50 or 60 times, and from a SWAT team member or a Navy SEAL, it is still, you know, 15 to 20 hits with a baseball bat trying to get in and through. And we're professional breachers. That means we break through doors. We break into people's houses, into people's businesses, and we do it very quickly and rapidly. So that goal was to slow down the attacker. And it definitely is a solution to how we can protect schools on top of good doors and good locks and good alarm systems that would immediately notify lockdown and push-button door releases, all stuff that we don't sell. All of these combined together would make for a secure building, and the attacker would have no clue that these measures are in place either.
Exactly. Tom Sis is with us from Armored One. We're talking about South Florida and the shooting there. Stay with us. We've got more coming up from his investigation.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Armored One founder Tom Sis continues. He is there in South Florida right now, and he's been investigating. Tom, as you know, as a former SWAT team operator and detective, whenever we look at areas that we're protecting, there are concentric circles of defense. And what did you find in your assessment? I mean, we're talking about how easy it was to break the windows there and have access and to be able to spray bullets on these kids like, you know, they're fish in a barrel. And certainly we see that. But even outside of the school, what perimeters of defense did they have in order to, in order to stop somebody like this?
Some of the good things that they had is the entire property has a 6-foot fence, which we know fences are easily climbable. But again, it's what it is we're looking for are layers of protection. So every layer is going to slow down an attacker and buy time because every second counts for the people inside. And we're looking to buy time for them to react and get in a position where they can get away or not be hurt until police can get there, because the police response time was incredibly fast, even at this one. So they had fences that go around the entire perimeter of the campus. And the problem was is it was near dismissal time, so the fences were just gotten unlocked. So that created a gap in the opening. The problem with Florida schools compared to many other states, and especially South Florida, is it's an open campus, almost like a college campus, where they're walking in and out of numerous exits and entries, and those doors are left unlocked throughout the day. So where they could add a layer of security is by adding better doors that are on timers, and those doors at certain times get unlocked in between periods. And whenever those doors are unlocked, a teacher or a staff member is assigned to those doors on a radio, and they're basically out looking to see if somebody's walking up with a gun, an attacker, something out of place, that they can call a lockdown from that radio and pull those doors shut as quick as possible. And, of course, we would want those doors to be strong, reinforced doors with great locks that would take many impacts on top of glass that would be in there that can handle being shot and hit to keep the shooter at bay. But if the shooter gets inside the building like he did here, because the doors were unlocked and he was able to just walk into the school, once inside the school, another layer of protection is a lockdown button. And that button is only hit when there's somebody there with a gun, possibly with a gun, because all the police are coming. When that button is hit, it automatically calls 911. The dispatcher is told via a recording that there is someone on the property with a gun, and that they need police to respond, giving the address of the school. And over the announcement, simultaneously, it would be lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. This is not a drill. Go into lockdown. And that would continue to be repeated over and over. And when that button's hit, the fire doors close. Those are reinforced with locks and glass, that if there is glass in those, that the reinforced glass is going to protect them, and all the classroom doors, if the door is open, which numerous doors were open in this school, and thank God we got them closed. I got to hear about this young man who was a hero who went and pushed the door shut on the shooter and was shot 5 or 6 times in the back as he pushed the door shut. He's still alive and has had multiple surgeries. But talking to his friends, these kids, how proud they are of him, that he would lay down his life for those kids in that classroom. So this would eliminate that process of having to close doors. Those doors would be shut. They would be pre-locked and the glass would be done. And being called on that lockdown, this also gives them a time to run, hide, or fight and barricade doors if they have to. Because we always say, too, as trainers, our former Homeland Security and FBI guys, that you never trust a door or lock no matter where you are, because you could be at a school, a church, a mall. Always reinforce that door with whatever you can to barricade it to slow down that attacker.
Exactly. Tom, I want to go back to, the perimeter itself. Certainly, and you look at points of vulnerability as well in your job. So going back to the gates, and the gates even open on a timer. I mean, I guess where we are, Tom, is we have to rethink and reset our own paradigm when it comes to kids and safety. I mean, we've just taken for granted all these years. I mean, you and I, we walked in and out of school how many times when we were growing up, and there was never any threat. But now we have to realize that we're in a different society. That, whether it's this shooter or somebody else or someone else said, there's another shooter out there. I mean,
correct.
There are more shooters out there, and we need to change our thinking in terms of how we protect our kids in these schools, and we can't allow them to be soft targets anymore. And I'd say that these ideas that, I expressed to you, my experience in going to a theater here in Florida, where the manager put up these, you know, safe gun. This is a safe gun site. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, why would you put those signs up there? I mean, you just put a target on everybody and said, hey, anybody with a gun, you want to do some damage, just come here. You're not going to be met with any resistance.
Totally makes a soft target, and that's what these shooters are looking for. And I do believe, you know, I've talked to multiple media outlets down here and even school districts down here while we're down here. And if we harden up our schools, and that is, like you said, it's not just one process. It actually is about having school resource officers. It is about arming teachers and not just putting a gun in a teacher's hand. It's training them to a police level of training, or having former police officers that take a spot as a custodian, take a spot as a teacher at the school, that they would be able to be armed and no one would know who they are, and having that place hardened down, and that's hardened, we mean protected. And when these schools are protected across the United States, what's going to happen is malls are going to be a soft target, sports events are going to be soft targets, churches are going to be soft targets, concerts, and they're going to move on from that. And you're exactly right, putting up at the movie theater that this is basically a soft target, come and do what you want. We know that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Tom, what is the most significant takeaway that you found so far in your investigation there?
We have been to a lot of school shootings. We come and investigate. We actually investigate all of them. It doesn't mean we're actually on the ground for every single one of them, but these kids in South Florida, I am telling you, as a dad of teenagers, even the same exact age, I am blown away at the instant maturity these have. I haven't seen the right kids on TV. There's this boy, Jake, that was in a AP psychology room. He's a junior. He's 16 years old. And four kids were shot in his class, and one kid was killed in his class. And they're all huddled in the corner getting shot at. And he talked about this girl, Maddie, how she positioned her body, and his belief, she positioned her body and took gunshots for him where he was to protect others, and how much these kids actually care about each other. I believe the interviews that we're seeing on TV, there's an agenda to them compared to America, seeing the full story of the hearts of these kids and how they want change, and they're not screaming change and just get rid of guns like we're seeing on TV. They want it all encompassed. They want the kids who don't have friends, to people to start take notice of them, begin to have early detection so that you know that somebody's out of place and say something. Don't be so scared. Even talking about codes for, and one boy talking to me about how glass is fire rated. Why do we not have something so he couldn't have put the gun in the classroom to shoot at us?
Exactly.
And this was coming from like a 14-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me this, and he's talking about how doors should be locked, and we should have more than one school resource officer because we're expecting teachers. They had multiple teachers shot. We're expecting our teachers to save our lives, and they don't have a gun to save our lives. So what's being portrayed in the media is not totally the story that you're seeing down here, because these kids really have been spectacular, and they're just very strong and incredible kids.
Tom, you imagine what they've gone through. I mean, how many kids in their entire lifetime would ever experience like this? I mean, you're talking, you know, less than 0.5% that would be exposed to such trauma and experience like this. And these are things that you don't know until you know, right?
Correct. I agree with you.
Kind of amazing that these kids, I mean, they've gone through so much, and in the process of this have learned so much, and we need to listen to them. Tom, I'm glad you're there listening to them, taking this information, because I believe, and I know that there's been some talk that President Trump wants to meet with you, and I think you'd be a great resource for the president and for the future of our schools. Thank you so much for being with us. Tom Says, Armored One founder on Bill Martinez Live, 29 minutes after.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
About it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All kinds of wonderful information, and of course, previous interviews, if you heard part, go to the archives there. You can download our gift to you, download easy podcast to have at it, and share it with your friends and tell everybody about Bill Martinez Live, this very independent radio show. Hey, we're going to talk about Obamacare, lest our politicians forget and think that it has gone away. It is still the number one issue in the hearts and minds of the majority of Americans. And I would say that's our greatest frustration with what's happening in D.C. these days, is that why can't we find an answer for Obamacare? Now, I have been saying for a long time that we needed to, be self-responsible, go out and find our own answers. There's great answers out there and where you can pursue and find solutions to your health care outside of Obamacare. Now, it would appear an entire state has finally said, hey, look, we're not going to waste any more time in worrying and waiting on the Beltway. We're going to move things on our own, and that state happens to be the state that has the best baked potatoes ever that I've ever enjoyed, and that's Idaho, showing the way to post-Obamacare era. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Miles Schneider, author of the book Restoring Health to Healthcare, A Simple, Uncomplicated Plan. Dr. Schneider, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so tell us about this rebellious group there in Idaho. How dare they, answer their own health care problems?
You know, I find that this is really interesting for a whole bunch of reasons. What they're going to do, is it shows to me a couple of things. One is that it's sort of everyone's getting desperate to try to do something about healthcare because we've had so many things going on in the last month or two. But this is totally the opposite of what was going on in California just a little while ago, where they were going to do a single-payer system, including all the 3 million people uninsured. It was going to supposedly save a lot of money, but they were going to raise taxes to do it. So it never got through, and that was raised by the Democrats, and Governor Brown wasn't going to sign it. So that's the most progressive state, I guess, we have, and they're doing that thing. This is the opposite, and yet both of them are saying the same thing to our country. Obamacare's got to go. Even California was going to replace the whole thing. So if anything out of this, the first message is we got to do something about Obamacare. And I think you said something great at the beginning. It's still the number one core problem that people in America perceive as the number one problem. We're still not doing anything about it, so they're taking matters into their own hands.
Exactly.
I find it's going to be very interesting from a legal standpoint, but I'm not a lawyer, obviously, and not a politician, but you know, it says that they're offering a plan, but it doesn't. It's not like you're forced to do this. It seems to me it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy this plan, you can buy the plan. It's going to have cheaper programs. Like, I mean, Senator Cruz was talking about that way back when he tried to repeal, mm-hmm. was that they were going to be bare-bones insurance policies. So some of the people, if they don't want to have a lot of insurance and they're healthy, they can buy the plan. Other people, if they get the plan, it's going to cost them more money if they're sick, but it's not forcing anybody to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I think is so interesting about it.
Well, it's been out there for a while, Dr. Snyder. You and I talked about this, concierge medical care.
Right.
We've had Josh Umber on with us many times, and he's laid it out. I mean, for roughly $50 a month per person, you're looking at unlimited doctor calls, you know, the basics of your health care taken care of. Doctor visits, that sort of thing. It doesn't deal with a catastrophic nature, but that's another opportunity that needs to be seared up, and people are doing that, you know, as best they can right now in the meantime. But you reference Ted Cruz and what he had suggested, and others, the same thing, is that we get together and we do associations, you know, large bodies of associations. I don't understand why we can't even do a USA association. What massive group of people, be able to get our catastrophic health care and be able to push it down that way. But in Josh Umber's case, they have pre-negotiated medical services in terms of, scannings and mammograms and all that. Pharmaceuticals, 10 cents on the dollar, they've already pre-negotiated through their group. And I think they're up to, I think, 800, maybe 900 offices right now across the country. But I see that could be the future and really puts the power of healthcare back in the hands of the people and their doctor. And it gets away from, you know, the middleman industry that has been created and that continues to contribute to the increase of prices, has it not?
Yeah, I think that's great. Actually, I think that ultimately would be the best way to go. When I write in my book, I talk about that the primary care doctor, I call them the wellness doctor, we should go back to the day when they are the gatekeepers of the healthcare business, not the insurance companies, not the drug companies, not the medical device companies, but it's like the old days. You go to your internist, he or she spends a lot of time with you, they get to know you. They are the ones that should be the ones making all our medical decisions with us.
Exactly.
And I think he's got a great idea, and I think that's eventually what could be a part of the program that can save our healthcare system. But this, I don't know, they're just fed up, and they're trying to do something about it. And I mean, I don't know how much legal, if they're going to have a problem with the government or not over this. But I think something has to happen. It's just another signal that we have to do something, and people are just getting tired of it.
Well, I think it's an opportune time, as you say. I think people in government have realized, including, I mean, even if you have California, you know, calling a duck what looks and talks and walks like a duck, you know, it's obvious Obamacare has been a disaster, and who's going to defend it? And as it was, in order to defend it the first time around, we can thank Justice Roberts for coaxing, the lawyers for the president in order to make this stand in making it a tax, which still, you know, galls me because you go, wait a minute, how can the president, how can the executive branch affect a tax? This was never approved by Congress, and Congress just sits there on their hands and going, wait a minute, this thing's an illegal law. I mean, we keep running into these laws from this past administration that are illegal, and we fuss and fight over it. I mean, why isn't it just a easy decision? It's illegal, so it's unenforceable, and we let it go. Let's move on.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why it's not an easy decision, but that's why you and I probably aren't in Congress, which is fine.
We would torment them too much because you and I don't care about their cocktail parties. We're not there to impress anybody. We're there to do the people's work. What a novel concept, right?
Now, the sad thing is right now is because, I mean, there are other important things going on in the nation. I understand that. But because of what's going on now, I don't know when they're going to get to health care again. That's why this kind of concept, bring it out and try it. Hopefully it'll get this stimulated again to, hey, we've got to do something about health care. But I applaud them for trying. I mean,
well, what a novel concept. It's what our founding fathers had originally intentioned, that we have all these laboratories across the country. We got 50 laboratories, 50 different states in their own way attacking a problem and coming up with solutions. I mean, that is an excellent way to attack this thing. But unfortunately, when the federal government comes in, it's one size fits all. And look what it's done to our economy, and more importantly, as you write in your book, in delivering health into healthcare and wellness. I mean, we have absolutely obliterated the concept, all in the name of bureaucracy.
I know. I find it interesting because it should be at the state level, from what I gather. Even the Medicaid's now going to state level, so I don't. It'd be interesting what they do with this legally, as far as the federal government.
Well, we'll be keeping
anything about it.
Yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on this because, as you say, is this going to be, Katie bar the doors, because all the states are going to be rushing through this opening now?
Yeah, they have a bunch of states looking at it, and I don't blame them.
Well, here it is. Idaho has demonstrated some courage to move ahead, and let's see what happens. I mean, you got all these other states, being brave and experimenting with marijuana. Hey, why not do health the same way, right?
Yeah.
And let's see.
I noticed yesterday Maryland has wants to form a pharmaceutical commission to control pharmaceutical fees in their state. They're having trouble getting that by legally.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Dr. Schneider, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Miles.
From PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
3 vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if he wanted a fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power, my Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
But his strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, you know, you think about those things and you think, wow, the revolutionaries and our founding fathers, that legacy that is embedded in the DNA of its citizens. This is what makes you so proud to be an American, I believe. Even in the midst of all the contention and the fussing that may be going on. But hey, Samantha Mao is with us, so she's here to kind of straighten everything out as we talk about these viral videos. And she was just bragging about her Valentine's Day. And Sam, did your Valentine's Day went really well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my husband, I'm like, I'm not trying to brag. I feel very lucky, very blessed to have him. But, you know, he's always very sweet, always makes sure to get me flowers. And, you know, I was telling you last week that he was going to get my hair, you know, make it a point to get me, like, my hair done and all that kind of stuff, because it's one of those things I neglect to, like, put it as a priority for myself. And we went to a nice dinner, and it was just really nice. I think that we enjoy Valentine's Day because we both just do something and think of each other that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for him being a doctor, I mean, how many times, I mean, even though I'm sure he would love to think about it all the time, when even though you're still newly married, so you're still in that stage of your relationship, which is all very positive. But, you know, let's face it, the guy's a doc. I mean, he's got a lot of demand on his time. And so for him to carve out a day like this to make it special,
yes.
You know, for him, that's good to mix up. I mean, Scott went overboard, you know, for the missus. I mean, he just, he went in the sock drawer. He found pennies, dimes, nickels, every bit of change he could. Penny loafers are now empty. He emptied out everything and came up with $185 and did it all right. He got her hair, got her face and all that. And you know, what the women love in a spa day, I mean, he did it up right. And the women love this because they get to tell their girlfriends to go, oh, what did you get? Well, I got chocolates. I got this. Oh, you know, he got, woo, wow. You got a spa day, hair, you got nails, you got all that,
awesome, yeah.
All that full pampering and the whole deal. And so, of course, the question is, because it is Valentine's Day, right? Isn't it supposed to be like a two-sided thing? I mean, you know, the women, you know, gets honored and gets something special. And what about the guys? I mean, what do we get?
I got nothing.
Taking care of
Scott, Scott,
here, right?
Scott got bupkis. He got bupkis. You know?
It,
So what, you know, but Scott, you're not alone. I think if we were to run a survey here, we'd find out, you know, guys that are pulling their hair out, you know, we talked about it leading up to this, Sam, is the pressure that guys have to, you know, come up with something and, you know, just something sweet, something that'll stand out. And the true test, again, like I say, it's not so much with her, although that's a good indicator, but how does it play out in the court of all the other gals that are talking and comparing what they got for Valentine's Day, right? It's tough to overcome because it's tough enough being, you know, married and concerned about one woman. Now you got to be married, worried about her and her posse and how her posse is going to respond to this.
I feel really happy for my friends if they get something awesome for Valentine's Day. You know, I feel like with the lovely ladies I get to hang out with, we're all just happy for each other. And, you know, it's not so much a competitive thing. It's like, yeah, I'm glad when your man does something nice for you. You know, you want him to, like, be taken care of and loved as much as they deserve. So
it's not the girls of North Carolina doing some reality TV show. Hey, let's get on to these viral videos here in this week that has been a rather tough week. You say there's one story in particular. I was trying to locate it, and I had trouble here. So you're going to have to lead the way on this, Sam, that has gone viral that you wanted to talk about right off the bat.
Okay, so this is actually a good example. You know, we're talking about Valentine's Day, and Ron Kramer has used the same candy box for the past 39 years to bring his wife chocolates. Mm-hmm. It actually started back when they started dating. You know, they started dating right before Valentine's Day 39 years ago, and he asked her, you know, do you like candy? Do you like chocolates? And she's like, yeah, I like dark chocolates and creamy chocolates. And so he goes to the store. It's a special store, and it was like a buffet candy store. And they said if he returned the box that he doesn't have to pay for a new box the next year. So, you know, he didn't really think anything of it at the time. It was just like kind of like a practicality thing.
Right.
But his wife saw a tradition in the making, and this box has become a huge deal to them. You know, he'll take that same box down to the same store every year and have the people at the counter check him out and pick out the candy. And now his wife is actually in a rest home. Her name is Donna. She's in a rest home with dementia. But she still, you know, when they interviewed her, she was just like, I found a keeper. I'm so glad, you know, she just loves this box of chocolates. And see, it's like little stuff like that that I think, you know, really inspires the rest of us. It's just a simple thing, and it started off as a practicality, and this box has become so special to them.
It's vintage. It's absolutely vintage. This is awesome.
It's so cool.
What a great story, and who would have thought, you know, a box of love there with chocolates. Why not? That's great. Hey, Fergie's getting some attention. National anthem at the NBA All-Star game. She thought she'd do something a little bit. I was thinking Jose Feliciano there for a moment, but did kind of a jazzy lick that, you know, and bless her heart. I mean, she came back afterwards and said, it didn't quite make it the way I thought, but, hey, you know, she's cutting edge and wanted to do something different, you know.
That's true. And poor, I mean, Fergie is such a, she really is a talented artist, and singer, but it's hard to like talk about viral videos this week without mentioning, Fergie's rendition of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game. You know, I think the national anthem is something that maybe, we've had a lot of different controversies with the past year, and people just like it. You know, as old as it is, it was written really well the way it is, and it's so good being sung the way it's sung.
Not everybody can sing the national anthem. That's the deal. I mean, you can run a montage of people who have been put on the spotlight, and oh, you're going to sing the national anthem, and they go out there and say, Lord have mercy. You know,
nobody would want me singing the national anthem for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not the easiest song, you know, to sing.
No, but, it's definitely not.
But she did her own little twist on it, and, you know, hey, look, we write that up and just say, Fergie, we not do that no more, okay? we read it once, it's okay. You know, experience defines preference, and this kind of lick we don't like. What about American Airlines employee saves two teenage girls from a possible human trafficking plot? What happened here?
So Denise Miracle, actually, she works for American Airlines, and she saw two girls. They were about 15 and 17. And she saw that they had a multi-leg trip. You know, the reason I'm saying this, too, is because I think it's important that people, you know, if you're paying attention to the signs or anything like that, just to know there are people reaching out to your children. But anyway, so this employee has these two girls come. They've got little tiny bags with them, and they've got a flight that's only booked one way to New York City. And they think they're going for the weekend to be in a music video. And they'll come back, and they haven't told their parents where they're going. They're kind of just sneaking off. And she just went with her gut, and she's like, you know what? I think this is human trafficking. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to go there, and they're never going to come back. And so she ends up calling the authorities and stopping them, and the girls had no idea their ticket was one way. They had been planning that they would come. You know, it's like it didn't hit them mm-hmm. how dangerous of a zone they were in until they found out that their tickets were not return flights. And, you know, it turned out there was a guy named Dre that they had reached out to them on Instagram. So, you know, it's really important for parents to kind of, you know, just check in on your kids every once in a while. You know, I know it's not, it's kind of taboo to look over their shoulder, but you never know who's reaching out to them. And now, you know, as opposed to when I was growing up, not that very long ago, yeah. there's people able to reach into their phones, into their bedroom.
Exactly.
And
who says it's taboo? You know, who
says that? Well, I mean, there are some people who are...
I understand it, but I'm just questioning, you know, this whole idea that it's taboo. I mean, the number one job of every parent is to protect their children.
That's
okay?
right.
That is most important.
That's right.
And look what happened. These girls thinking, hey, it's okay, we're going to take a little jaunt to the United States. We have this ticket. They're so nice. They don't, there's so many things they don't understand. And they've made themselves
right.
vulnerable. And thank God for this American Airlines employee who had the gut and wisdom to respond and keep these girls out of danger. I mean, this is, boy, I'll tell
Absolutely.
You. For the parents around this country who have teenage girls, have teenage boys same way. They can all be vulnerable because they segregate them. You know, they pull them out. When they get them away and they can talk one-on-one with them, next thing you know, they're caught into sex trafficking and God only knows what. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. But again, we need to be warned on this. This is a good story here, Sam. I'm glad you shared it with us. There's a college nanogram tradition that ended after 20 years. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
So this nanogram, this lady is ending this after actually about 20 years. She said that she only sends this, her nanograms are only for her grandkids that are in college. So you can imagine how many grandkids she actually has, that she's had different grandkids in college for 20 years. And she started it, just to send a little note. She ended up getting official stationery to send her grandchildren notes. And this is every week she'd send $20. Mm. And she said, they said the best part was the two or three lines that she would write with it. She always knew what was going on. She would keep up with, you know, even if they were in London, they'd still be getting $20 a week in their nanogram. And at most, she had three at once that were in college. And so she's spending $60 a week. And I thought the cool part was how much they all loved it. You know, they were interviewing different generations. That
more the comment than the money. Hey, one final thing real quick. We got about 15 seconds. I want to get this in. An opposing school joins a lone cheerleader so she wouldn't cheer alone.
That's right. Over in Hardin Central, they had an opposing cheerleader that came over, and the game had been rescheduled.
You're going to have to see it at Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.